see if we can say that on the radio. Cannot say the B word on the radio.
It's not preferred, I suppose.
I always don't know what you can, like, what those, for those, like, borderline words.
Yeah.
Like the F bomb and the S word.
Yeah.
Obviously, obviously no.
No go.
But the B, D, A, like
they're okay,
the gray area words.
Yeah, some
like,
people get offended, you know, and might as well cut them out if we can.
Yeah, when possible, avoid. Find other words to replace that, no matter how big of a potty mouth you actually have.
It's hard. When I went into radio in school, my professor said, talk to the mic like you're talking to your grandma. Keep it clean and nice.
Oh, that's true. And I think my grandma's listening right now, so I should pretend that
I'm listening
to my grandma. Hi, Carol. All right. Welcome back. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Wow, we're almost three-fourths of the way through the first show. This has been very fun. Lots of learning experiences. But we are talking about the campaign report, which is going to be a daily segment, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, where we update you on the latest news of what's happening in these very big campaigns and races for the partisan primary that we have August 9th. So it is 5 weeks from today, 42 days. If you're one of those people like me who gets your absentee ballot just automatically sent to you because you can check that box at the beginning of the year, you may have already gotten your absentee ballot for the partisan primary in the mail. One thing to remember, if you are doing that, you cannot vote in both for both parties. So you would have gotten one ballot that has the Republican races. So that would be for governor and lieutenant governor. And then you have another set of boxes that is for the Democratic race for U.S. Senate. Do not vote in both. Don't fill in candidates in both. So we are, I forgot exactly how it's going, but like you can, all of the races that can be voted on are on the ballot, but your ballot will be void if you vote in partisan primaries for both parties, if that makes sense. And so that is something that with the increase of absentee voting post 2020, I know different city clerks have raised that flag as far as it being a, can sometimes be an issue of people thinking like, oh, well, I can vote for both. No, don't vote for both. Pick your party, vote in that one. But we are talking about, we just talked about the governor's race and trying to kind of test Sam's knowledge for what she knows so far about the four Republican candidates running to run against Governor Evers. So now let's move on to the U.S. Senate Democratic primary that is less, so far I would say it's less spicy.
Mm-hmm. I would say
it's a lot less spicy than some of the elbows being thrown in the Republican governor primary. But so just to give a overview of who the candidates are, there is probably arguably the front runner right now is current Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And he, we're going to come back to this after we go through the rest of the candidates. But there was potentially like a gotcha that happened over the weekend, and I don't really know if it was a gotcha, and it probably depends on who you ask. But so there's Mandela Barnes, who's currently polling around 25%. There's Alex Lazary, who is the vice president for the Bucks, has not held a seat in Wisconsin previously. Milwaukee guy, he is 21%. Sarah Gadlewski, who's the current state treasurer, currently has COVID.
I saw that
came out last week.
Yeah.
So well wishes, hope, fast recovery to her. She has about 9%. And then Tom Nelson, who's the Outagamie County Executive and released an agricultural plan recently that is meant to give every dairy farm a base level of milk production depending on past production. Farmers who want to expand beyond that base would pay a market access fee for additional milk. So that's like, I feel like I've heard less plans. This is one of the few times I've heard any of the candidates be like, this would be my plan that I would try to pass in the Senate if elected. But that obviously very particular to Wisconsin. And then he has not been considered a front runner because it's because he's not a front runner, but Stephen Alacara, who Andrew Yang, the Yang Gang, just endorsed. And so he also made the debate by getting 5,000 separate donors. So there is going to be a Democratic debate for U.S. Senate on TMJ4 on July 17th. You can attend in person. I just recently found this out. So you can register at Eventbrite under the Marquette Law School. They are putting on the event. Chuck Todd is going to be one of the moderators. Thank you. Yeah. So that's coming up. But one of the barriers to entry was that you had to get not just 5,000, you know, signatures, which wasn't even the threshold to get to on the ballot, but to be able to debate, you needed 5,000 separate donors, even if it was just $1. And I saw as of last week that Alucard made that. And I'm sure the Andrew Yang endorsement probably helped that, because I think there's still a lot of gang folks out there. What do you think about Andrew Yang? Are you a fan? Thoughts?
Honestly, this is where I have kind of a not very educated opinion on this, because, you know, we've had a couple of these awesome candidates on the airwaves here, and I've heard them all, and I can't really choose.
Yeah.
And I'm little, and I don't know, so I need help.
Well, that's what we're here for, right? Because I would love that. That is the open invitation that I'm sending out to both Democratic candidates, Republican candidates. I would love, as this show gets started over the next month, to have people on air with me, across from me, where we can talk. Hopefully I can be a good enough interviewer to get you to not give the stump speech answer, but we'll see. We'll see who we can get on the air. But when we come back, I want to talk about this story that happened to Mandela over the weekend, and get your thoughts. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Come back in a minute.
I don't play tag, stop in it. We don't think we're lies. We don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. We just keep it pushing like aye, aye, aye. Why men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to me.